Yes.
All right, this is December 30th, 2025. This is a special meeting of the Bluff Town Council. It's 9 o'clock a.m. Roll call.
Linda Sosa.
Spencer Wade.
Britt Hornsby.
Jennifer Davila.
Ann Lepinen.
Erin Nelson serving as town manager.
Well, thanks everyone for letting me grab a couple minutes here. This should move quickly. The first item on the agenda is a discussion vote on the revisions of policies for boards and committees. Chris McEnany got this to us, and I wanted to wrap this up by the end of the year because we have cemetery committee that will be appointed and some folks reappointed to their board positions. Has everybody read the policy revisions and changes? And is there any discussion or modification? The revisions looked fine to me. Does anybody have any recommended changes? Or are we ready to approve these?
Looks good.
I'm ready to vote.
Looks good to me.
Is there a motion?
All right, give me a second to pull up the stuff. My agenda's not working. All right, motion to approve revisions to Bluff policies for boards and committees.
Second.
If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? It's unanimous. And number two is a discussion and vote on the letter of support for the Bluff Airport input. I don't know if Jim is on the line, but the deadline for the application would be the 6th, and to be sure that we could get a letter of support drafted and approved before the 6th, I figured we could look at it right now. If everyone's looked at the sample letter, the actual letter would look like that. I could get it signed and it could get out before the 6th of January. There's no monetary commitment. It's just the town having input on the airport and the facilities. Does anyone have an objection to a letter of support?
I don't have an objection, and I'll go ahead and motion to approve a letter of support for Bluff Airport for Jim Hook.
I second it.
All right. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? It's unanimous. Then I'll work on maybe having Erin help me clean that up and get something going before the 6th.
Yeah, I'm happy to put that on our letterhead, and I do want to make a note that Jim Hook did just enter the building.
Oh, good. Well,
letter of support.
If Jim has entered, then let's see if he has any additional input or how he'd like it to go out. Let's give him a minute here.
Have you already discussed it?
They said they were good with the template and happy to approve it.
That's all I need to know.
Good morning.
Good morning. If there's anything, I'm still out of town and I'll be back tomorrow. So if there's anything that you want added to it or whatever, but otherwise we'll get it out and get it, you know, out there before the 6th.
Well, that'd be great. It sounds like a fun project to me and kind of a cutting edge use of the airport, and I think it'll be good all the way around. I'm looking forward to dealing with it.
Well, good. So I'll work with Erin and we'll get that over to you to review and then we'll get it out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Then we'll move to number three, which is a vote to pay bills, and I'll turn that over to Erin.
Alrighty, so Just a little bit ago, I did put in the agenda packet our accounts payable and receivable report. I did just get back into the office at 8 a.m., so I was trying to get a lot in there. Let me go ahead and share my screen. I know it was a little late getting this in. Share. Just 1 second. All right, can you all see my screen okay?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So I have a couple requests for transfers. One is retroactive, that cemetery account you all approved to take on those assets. So I'm just noting that that happened on the 18th. Requesting a transfer from PTIF to general checking to cover the Uncommon Architects invoice that you'll find below to help keep our grants all organized, and then paying off the bank card. We do have payments from an invoice request from Polaris for both the upcoming quarter, as well as their help preparing the audit documents. That's $600. Dufford Waldeck, the November litigation and general fees, very little in the litigation field, but general fees to be paid off. I just hadn't received that invoice before I left town. You all did already approve the $500 for Elizabeth Bennett, but I wanted to record it in this batch of checks. Got some prime painting for the exterior of the Bluff Community Center, which if you haven't seen, looks great. Oh, yes, ma'am.
How much is that?
$3,600.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, totally. Great job, Malia, getting those quotes in. And then they also did the beams on Fire Mesa Kitchen, which we had unfortunately had to put off for a little bit. So that's all done. Uncommon Architects, $8,624. That is for the construction documents as well as that 1950, the added scope of work. We've got a very small Jones and DeMille administrative or construction administration. I have not yet received the invoices from Sondrager for all the road work. I don't know if anyone else has seen any of those.
I have one form for you.
You have one coming in. Okay, excellent. So we'll probably need to put that on the 6th, okay. But I didn't have it in here. And then just a couple items, regular business on the bank card, as well as payroll, which was paid out this past week. Any questions, comments, concerns, things that I missed?
The only question I have, Erin, is that one on the cemetery retainer. Have you had time to take a look at that?
No, I have not yet. Since that was already an approved invoice from, I think it would be of October, I'll just work with our accountant to get a check recut, and then we will need to go through Zions to void the check. So it's like a $25 fee since that check was lost in the mail. And we have had to do that once before for another vendor last year. So there's just a little process. I can put it on here, but since it was an approved invoice from earlier this fall, I see it as the council has already approved the payment and we just are doing the background to handle it.
Yeah, I wasn't concerned about it not being on here. I was more interested in whether we figured out what happened, but I'm guessing it's the mail. Thank you.
Yeah, and especially since he received the other one, we know the address is good and everything. But yeah, I'll get another check cut and signed by the folks in town. So.
Great. All right. Anybody else have any questions?
A motion to pay the bills is discussed.
Second.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? It's unanimous. Is there any other?
Erin, I'll come down and sign those documents here in a little bit.
I don't have them ready yet. I will give you a text and Jen, you as well, when they're ready. I was able to compile them, but not get the checks ready.
Okay, no worries.
I have to go to Macus today, but I'm not leaving for another hour or so, but if they're not ready, I'll be back in town this evening.
I think I'll be able to get them ready. If you can swing by the office on your way out, that would be great. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it is 9:09.
Thank you, everybody. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think this is our fastest meeting in history.
So far. So far. We can do better.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.